It's a really nice September afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are comfortable. The humidity is really quite low, and we're looking at plenty of sunshine through the afternoon. A few clouds are mixing in right now, especially over portions of Vermont and Massachusetts. And we are going to see some clouds in the mix tonight. There's going to be a disturbance that drops down from the north, so it may not be totally clear tonight. But it's going to be another chilly night. In fact, temperatures will drop back into the 40s across much of the area. Some 30s are possible, especially in the mountains. So through portions of the Greens, Adirondacks, maybe even Catskills, the temperatures may drop back into the 30s tonight. There is the potential for some frost, especially in the Adirondacks. But even in the Greens and possibly the Catskills, there's potential for at least some scattered areas of frost tonight. So if you are in those areas, you'll want to take precautions as it may chill down enough that the sensitive vegetation could be impacted. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have some fog to start things off. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Now, temperatures are going to remain a little bit cool for this time of year, not way off the mark, probably about 3, 4, 5 degrees below average. Highs will be in the 60s to around 70 degrees. With the clouds coming down from the north, that disturbance kind of flying down, that's actually going to help to take Hurricane Umberto and keep it away from the northeast. So in terms of Umberto, it's still a hurricane this afternoon. The storm is likely to pass north of Bermuda later in the week. Bermuda, it will likely be impacted by some wind and rain, probably not a direct hit, but it may be a close call. So that's something to keep an eye on. Also in the tropics, there is another tropical depression way out in the Atlantic Ocean. And also right along the Texas coast, newly formed Tropical Depression 11, which is definitely not going to be a major hurricane or anything along those lines. So the wind is not the big concern there, but this thing is going to very slowly move into the Texas coast, very likely to result in serious flooding concerns. Now, that's the major threat with this is heavy rain and flooding, including the areas of Houston and Galveston. So that's something that we will certainly watch in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with areas of fog, possible frost on the Adirondacks, lows in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds and pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly, patchy fog, and possible frost in the Adirondacks. Lows in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, patchy fog, lows in the 40s, tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, nice, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and on Friday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.